Welcome back to the Rethink Your Lifestyle podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Boyd Waters. If you have been a teacher for a long time, you may have resigned yourself to the idea that you can know what needs to be done, but nothing will ever change. That may be true in the building and district outside your classroom, but it's not in your business. Just like you can decide how to teach lessons and how to treat your students, when you're running a business, you get to define who you are. And more importantly, you also get to redefine what your business is. I started out as a web designer and then refocused on just web hosting. Then I transitioned my company into an online publisher of lesson plans for English teachers. Now, that company is providing professional development for English teachers who want to engage more of their students in reading and writing activities that are relevant to their lives. And Rethink Your Lifestyle is focusing on providing coaching, courses, and resources to help teachers who want to be entrepreneurs too. When I was pondering the changes I've made in my business, I thought about Christina Lemmy of Multimedia Content Solutions. I know her from back in the Mom Masterminds days, and I remember her being a writer and then a podcast editor. I even hired her back then to edit and write the show notes for my first podcast. I've seen her business grow and change over the years as her interests have changed. I'm even getting to watch her start a site providing resources for brides in her area. If you're thinking that your business is a static entity that never changes, that you'll be chained to it even if you hate it, you have to listen to Christina. She has excellent advice on the mindset you need to grow a dynamic business that not only will meet the needs of your market, but your needs as well. We'll be back right after these messages.
Are you ready to take control of your life? Then you've come to the right place. The Rethink Your Lifestyle podcast is here to help entrepreneurs like you start, grow, and scale the online business you love. Join host Michelle Waters as she shares her journey from the classroom to the freedom of being her own boss. She'll interview inspiring entrepreneurs and share tips and insights along the way. All right, without any further ado, let's get this show started.
Hackers broke into my Facebook account and got both it and my main Instagram accounts disabled. But this has not impacted my business income at all. How? If you're running your business entirely on Facebook, Instagram, Etsy, Amazon, or any other third-party site, your business is vulnerable. Head over to rethinkyourlifestyle.com/protectyourbusiness to learn how to keep your business up and running even when your social media is down. That's rethinkyourlifestyle.com/protectyourbusiness. Hi, welcome back to the Rethink Your Lifestyle podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Boyd Waters, and I am super excited to have my guest, Christina Lemmy, with me today. Hey, Christina.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I am doing great. The weather is beautiful out here, even though it tried to kill us last week, but, you know, we're fine. So it's also allergy season. So as I mentioned earlier today, as I was talking to you, that I might, you know, have to hit the mute button and sneeze. I don't know. We'll see. What I would like to mention, though, is that we have worked together kind of off and on for a very long time.
I know. I came online, like, to learn and stuff. It was probably about 2007.
Yeah.
So, and I think you were among the first people that I met online. So yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I think I got started probably around 2001 and made my business official in 2002. And then I think we were both part of one of Kelly McCauzie's groups in, I think it was Mom Masterminds, perhaps.
Yep.
And that's where I discovered you. And I think around 2007, 2008 was when I was starting my very first podcast. I think that was Product Sellers Talk Radio.
That's right. That's right. I remember that.
Yes. And you took very good care of me. You edited out all my ums and ahs and other random weirdness.
Well, I do pride myself on my attention to detail. So
yes, yes. You've got great attention to detail, and your show notes, you know, it's like I read over them and was like, yes, that's what I meant to say. Oh, goodness.
Good to know. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So I know that you are still working on podcasts, but you've also kind of redefined some things over the years. I know people kind of get this idea that somebody goes in and they start a business, and then they run that same business exactly the same way for the next 40 years and, you know, till they retire. But business, and especially online business, is not like that.
No, it's really not. And that's what I've discovered. Because when I started out, so real quick background, I had been a stay-at-home mom for, I think, 11 or 12 years. At the time, my youngest daughter was starting kindergarten, and I had agreed with my husband that I would go back to work. And after one interview, I thought, oh my good gosh, I don't know how I'm going to survive job interviews. I was so out of practice. And that's when I started looking for, you know, work at home opportunities. And so Kelly McCausey was, you know, really one of the first, truly the first person that I really started following in that circle. And then I did an internship for her where she taught me podcasting and a slew of other skills. And, you know, I figured, okay, well, if she's willing to pay me for projects, then certainly other people in the internet world would be willing to pay me. So that I officially started working online in like 2008, that January. Okay. So what I started off doing was really a mix. I was doing some podcast editing, but it was also a lot of like VA administrative work.
Like what is VA administrative work?
VA is virtual assistant, and mm-hmm. administrative work, it can be, I'm trying to remember exactly what I was doing. I mean, it can be monitoring your client's emails. You know, you could be the gatekeeper to a client, for instance, or if they have a help desk, you know, answering those emails that, you know, for a help desk, the questions tend to be the same thing. You know, they lost their password, or, you know, something was missing, or have a question about a problem. Those are the types of things that a business owner can get really bogged down with. And, yes. You know, if you're running a business, I know you know this, but if you're running a business, it's so hard to do everything yourself, you know, and as the owner, you need to be networking and always talking to people. That's what I've come to discover kind of late, you know, mm-hmm. is, you know, the networking is just so important. And that's not pitching your business to every single person that you meet. That's just getting to know people. Hey, how are you? What's your business all about? You know, and not everybody's going to need your business, nor will you need to use their services, but it's another business connection. So you as the business owner are not able to do all of those things if you're bogged down answering the same help desk questions, for instance. You know, so that's a good place that I would consider like a VA admin task. You know, the same thing with email right. marketing. You know, yes, as a business owner, you should be writing the copy and have approval of what's going out. But that's very easy to do in a Word document. And then you send it over to a VA who can, you know, format your newsletter, or, you know, if you have a template, can copy and paste it into the template and schedule it, you know, whatever your, you know, on whatever schedule you choose, you know, so you're still involved in what's being said in that email, but you don't have to follow through and do the admin task of formatting and sending it out. That, so, you know, those were the types of things I was doing, you know, pretty early on.
Okay. And you were doing that, of course, you know, after your internship with Kelly, you were doing that for multiple clients, providing those services because you were running your yes. own business.
Right. Yes. It was multiple clients. You know, and I still had two little kids, you know, who were yeah. in school full time. So, you know, I was not working, you know, 40-hour weeks. You know, it was really, you know, more like when they were at school, a little bit at nighttime. You know, so I was grateful for that because it did make it easy. You know, well, there's nothing easy about running a business, but being that it was online, it made it easier for me to get work done while the girls were at school, as opposed to, you know, having to commute and worry about after school care. And, you know, there's a whole nother slew of logistics that right. needs to happen, you know, for working outside the home.
Right.
So yeah, being online all of these years, that is a perk.
Yeah, you get to raise your own kids instead of paying other people to raise them for you.
Right. And, you know, and I mean, there's definitely a place for, you know, good daycare, but that is a perk of working from home for sure.
Absolutely. So how did you really discover the podcasting side of VA work?
I really learned that from Kelly during my internship. I had never heard the word podcasting, and you know, prior to that, for the longest time, it was known as internet radio, internet talk radio. You know, I learned from her, you know, editing and what goes into, you know, a show or a series of episodes, and then it really was like, okay, well, Kelly's not the only podcaster. Certainly there are others out there. And if you're a podcaster, presumably that's going to be a big part of your business. You know, in fact, Kelly, multiple times I've heard her say that her podcast was a cornerstone of her business. And I like my clients to focus on the recording and getting their guests and then hand off their recordings to me. I can take care of the ahs and ums and, you know, make sure there's no background noise and, you know, writing the show notes. You know, in fact, I do not have my own podcast because I much prefer being in the background and taking care of my clients in that way. So, you know, it's more of a specialized service that I offer now. I wouldn't qualify it as a virtual assistant service because not every VA is going to know have the podcasting skills, but it's a similar situation that, you know, as a business owner, as a podcaster, you don't have to take care of every little minute detail. Right. Because again, while I'm doing your editing, you, the podcaster, can be out, you know, booking your next few guests or marketing your podcast and that type of thing.
Absolutely. Or, you know, creating whatever products that I'm going to be offering the people that are listening to the podcast.
Right.
And or services that I offer in conjunction with the podcast. And so you started out, you know, as a general VA, you started focusing in on podcasting. What other ways have your business been redefined over the years?
Well, the first really big shift came when nearly all of my clients started asking me for writing services. You know, they were just so tired of writing blog posts and, you know, emails and social media posts, you know, and so I was like, okay, you know, if everybody and their mother is asking me for this service, there's obviously a need. And I've always had an innate ability to write well. So I figured, okay, well, this makes sense to offer these services. I've done that. I lost track of when that really started. I mean, it seems like, you know, I've been doing it forever. And, you know, and that was based strictly on the need. You know, almost every person I spoke to, prospect or current client, you know, was like, oh, do you do writing as well? You know, that's where I'm having the most difficulty. And that would range from them not feeling like they had enough time in the day to write a blog post, you know, to others feeling like writing was the worst thing in the world and they hated it and they couldn't figure out what to write about, or they felt like it was too choppy and, you know, they just didn't have confidence in their own writing skills, you know? So, you know, I mean, that's, you know, something to consider for business owners. Again, you know, if you're sitting at your computer and knocking your head against the desk,
right,
thinking, oh my God, I know I should write something, but I don't know what, or you're just not happy. I mean, that's a whole lot of added stress that you don't need as a business owner. So, you know, there are, you know, tons of, you know, writers available because written content is still king. You know, I know video Absolutely. And podcasting and stuff, you know, there's a place for all of it, but there's always, always going to be a need for written content.
So basically what I'm hearing is, you know, you were kind of doing the general VA stuff, and then by listening to your clients and the people that were considering hiring you, you realized that there was a need for somebody who could write. And then that was something that you have always been good at doing. And so you started offering those services. Is that pretty accurate?
That's exactly, yes.
Okay. So I think that's really an important concept that people need to understand, is not only was it writing something that you knew that you could do and that you enjoyed doing, but it was something that you were being asked for. And so you've got to, you know, you have a solution and you discover, you know, this was the problem and you put the two together and there's your business. So what other sort of shift or recreation did your business go through?
I'm recreating myself right now because writing, I love doing it and it's been a joy, but I need a break from it. It comes naturally to me, but I consider myself a slow writer. So I know what I produce is good, but it drains me quite honestly right now. So I'm focusing more on the podcast needs, and I've dubbed myself the podcast creation coach because I've been doing this Yay. For so long. You know, I can get, you know, from start to finish, I can brainstorm ideas with people. I can set them up, you know, edit their podcast episodes and get them sent out and distributed, written show notes, that type of thing. You know, I've been doing it for so long that I'm also pretty quick with my process. Right now I offer, you know, one-on-one coaching and setup, or, you know, I'm toying with the idea of a group coaching program. But I also offer, you know, editing packages, you know, and that's ideally for the solopreneurs that I was describing earlier, you know, who want to, you know, focus on the recording and then move on. You know, not everybody likes the minutiae and the detail of editing out, you know, the mistakes and listening to the full episodes. I happen to really enjoy that. So
I am glad someone does.
So, you know, in the past when I was, you know, saying yes to so many people about the writing, I was having a hard time saying no because I thought, well, there's such a need, you know, but now I'm kind of listening to my own needs and thinking, okay, I'm still very good with my podcast services. And that does go a little bit quicker because I'm just fine tuning what the clients have already created. Yeah. You know, and right now I'm finding that much more enjoyable. So I was saying yes in the past to all of my writing clients, and now I feel like I'm kind of taking more control of what it is I want to do, you know, which is definitely another shift.
Yes, yes. And that is the nice thing, one thing I really like about owning your own company is you can make those changes. You can take care of your own mental health and shift things as based on, you know, what you want to do. But also, you know, what other people are needing from you. You can take a look at your clientele or look at your customer base and go, okay, these are some things that they need, but this is the problem they have that I want to solve. You know, and so that's kind of something that I've done too over the years. I started out doing web design and realized that a lot of my clients had a different style of design that they wanted that I didn't offer. And so I started focusing on the hosting end of building websites and then partnering with all the designers that had the cutesy little designs that my clients liked. And then, of course, I made a major shift when I decided to become a teacher and then have jumped back out of that, back into being an entrepreneur. Although I've been actually doing this for a few years now in terms of running an educational publishing company. And I'm making some changes there as well and providing a service for teachers that are in the classroom, but then also through this podcast, trying to help those teachers who are transitioning out. And, you know, listening to you talking about being able to make those changes and, you know, valuing yourself and your own health and your own interests, I think is really important for teachers to hear. And also to know that a lot of what you're doing are things that teachers are doing every day in their classrooms. And so they can, you know, if they want to become a virtual assistant, particularly for other teacher entrepreneurs, that's absolutely something that they can do. Or, you know, start their own podcast and, you know, you could be their podcast creation coach.
I would love that. And I have to say, I was so surprised when you switched into teaching, honestly. I was like, wow, that was a major shift.
Yeah, I tell people I wanted to be a teacher when I was 7 and then I forgot for 30 years.
Well, I mean, kudos to you for going for it. You know, but I had only known you as the web host and, you know, doing your podcast. So at the time, it seemed odd, but I was like, you know, but now it's like I could count dozens of people that I know who have done career changes. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's not unusual. I think gone are the days where anybody is with a company for 30 or 40 years. If those companies still exist, that would be news to me. I'm thinking of a couple of corporations near me. I'm like, yeah, they probably still have the long timers, yeah. But I think anymore, it's like everybody's so in tune to, you know, to taking care of themselves. And if something's not working out in a job, whether it be a job or a career with another company or their own, you know, people are more willing to make those changes, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's just has something to do with people's personality types as well. There are just some people that they just want to go to work every day, do mm-hmm. their work for 8 hours, come home and not think about it, and they get a job that enables them to do that. My dad did that as a postal worker. He went to work every day. He did his job. He enjoyed the people that he worked with. He came home. You know, he had some interesting stories. He had some venting, but for the most part, he was happy to bring home a paycheck and go to work every day and come home. And that, you know, was just his thing for, 20, 30 years. But right. That just sounds so boring to me. I'm like, I have got to have something different every day. And, you know, kids will absolutely provide it something different every day for you. I also want to have some control. I want to be able to do what I know is right. And so that's what running my own business gives me the opportunity to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree.
So you've, you know, started out as a kind of a general VA, then you focused on writing for a while, even though you were trained in podcasting, and now you're the podcast creation coach. What advice would you offer to teachers who are wanting to, you know, get out of the classroom or just start a side gig for now that are considering virtual assistant work?
I would say start off with brainstorm a list of your strengths and your skills. I realized during my internship, one of my tasks was to try audio transcription. And I thought, okay, well, I listen well and I can type well, but oh my gosh, that was the worst experience ever. I absolutely hated it. I can listen well, but I don't know. My brain doesn't, there was just something not working well between the brain and the words coming out through my fingers. And oh yeah, no, I hated it. So, you know, just don't, using that as an example, don't just say, oh yeah, I want to do audio transcription. You know, well, okay, if that's an interest, give it a try or take a course or something like that. But
if you find you hate something, find something else. redirect, reshift. Yeah.
Well, right. You know, and just because you think, oh, this is what I've always wanted to do, you know, don't be disappointed if it doesn't quite live up to what you were expecting. You know, or, you know, if you've always wanted to try whatever, like I said, take a course, investigate it. If you wanted, if you're interested in the virtual assistant world, you know, talk to people who are already doing that job, you know, because even within the virtual assistant niche, there are some that specialize in working with real estate agents, for instance, or authors or life coaches. You can still specialize in different industries and still call yourself a VA.
So you can specialize not only in the services that you provide, like podcasting or writing, but you can also specialize in the industries that you serve with whatever solution you offer.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Because, you know, life coaches are going to need a different type of admin support than real estate agents, for instance. You know, and with real estate agents, you know, you may be on the phone booking their appointments or, you know, answering their calls or, you know, whatever, which could be very different from, you know, a lot of online businesses, you know, rely a lot on email correspondence.
Right.
You know, so that could, I mean, I don't know, I'm guessing here, but right. that could be, you know, like one big difference.
So one of the things that I've seen online, I'm a part of a few teacher transition Facebook groups, and you know, one person said, I want to completely get out of education. And so, you know, being a virtual assistant would be one option, but then take a look at what other interests you have, you know, hobbies or something. So maybe, you know, you've been talking about real estate. You and I have talked about wedding planning before.
Right, right.
And so that's something that you're interested in, or, you know, just whatever other industry that you have an interest in and know something about, blend those two things together and then look and see if there are people that, you know, need your support as a virtual assistant. Now, I know that there are some teachers who also sell their lesson plans and units and professional development, and in some cases, books even online. And so if you're already steeped in the education industry and but you don't want to, you know, create your own stuff, you know, go be a virtual assistant for those teachers who are.
Yeah, absolutely. And the most important thing is to talk to people. You know, and, you know, whether it's via social media or somebody that you met at a teacher conference 4 years ago or whatever, you know, reach out to people, let them know what you're considering. Even if it's a side gig, it's just, you're just having a conversation, you know, because you never know who's going to know somebody who can help you or who can utilize your services. Yeah. It really is about creating a network and getting that like, know, and trust factor, you know, associated with your name. You know, you may have the best reputation in your particular school, but if you're transitioning, nobody's going to know that you're transitioning unless you tell them. And, you know, and it does take a little bit of time to build up that reputation again in your different right. career path.
Right. Yeah, and this is something that you can really control your hours, the number of clients and all that. So it's something that you could do on the side while you're, you know, making plans to transition out of the classroom. So it's not like it's something that you have to just immediately leap out and get into.
No, absolutely. And that's a great way to test the waters, to see if you even like doing this kind of support work. You know, I would just say that whoever, if that's what you're doing and you're starting a side gig, just be upfront and honest with whoever hires you and say, listen, that I will be doing this between whatever hours, you right. know, set your own business hours. If you want to go into, oh yeah, I'm a school teacher and I'm still in the classroom, that's fine. Yeah. But, you know, I don't think technically anybody needs to know why you prefer to work in the evenings as opposed to during the day. Right. But you know, it's important for the clients that you're upfront, because if they're trying to reach you at 10 o'clock in the morning when you're still in the classroom, yeah. you know, they're going to get peeved if they don't hear from you until 3:30 or 4, you know.
So what I'm hearing is that you need to figure out what you want to do. You need to figure out when you're going to do it. Set your own hours. You will be, you know, providing services for someone, but that doesn't mean you have to be available all the time. You set that. So if they send you their podcast episode, they set a deadline. I need this back by such and such time. You do that work. You get it back to them. They cannot tell you when you work or any of that information because you're an independent contractor. You're not working as an employee. So you are in charge of that. You're running your own business. And then you also need to create, you know, and the teacher term is a PLC, professional learning community. You create your own. You don't have to, you know, listen for have somebody else create one and have this whole top-down approach. It's all about you.
Yeah, that's very wise. And I completely agree with always asking what the deadline is. Just let that be, yeah, you know, a usual part of your conversation with new clients. My podcasting clients, I know their schedule. I know when the shows need to be completed, you know, but for more admin tasks, definitely ask, okay, when is your deadline for this? Because I have forgotten a few times, and then the client's expecting one thing, I'm thinking I have all the time in the world, and then lo and behold, I lose track of time or whatever, and it's a whole thing. So to avoid the whole thing part, always ask for a deadline and
set up good systems. It's,
yes, so that you know you're not losing, you know, emails in the never-ending, oh, my email box is a mess at the moment, so that's...
Oh yeah, and that's a whole other episode. We'll have to talk about that because I'm thinking, you know, Trello and ClickUp and Google, all these systems. So yeah,
right. See, but that's something else that, you know, as a teacher, I know you have to be very organized with your lesson plans and all of that, and have systems that work. You know, when you get into the online world as a virtual assistant or whatever, you can learn about all of these different systems, and then you can create your own, and then you'll be able to market that skill to other busy solopreneurs who don't have systems, mm-hmm, and need some more organization. So that's,
yep,
you know, another, yep, idea too.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your years of wisdom with us and your stories about recreating your business and how you've kind of rolled with the flow and made your business change to suit both your needs and your clients.
Oh, thank you. It's been fun.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Michelle.
With everything else you're doing, learning one more tech platform isn't high up on your list. But to build your new online business platform, learning WordPress is a must. So I've designed a course to help you learn those skills easily as you build the website you've envisioned. Get started today at rethinkyourlifestyle.com/WordPress skills.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Rethink Your Lifestyle podcast, where you learn how to be your own boss. Have questions about starting, growing, or scaling your business? You can ask us anything. Just fill out the form at www.rethinkyourlifestyle.com/askmeanything, and Michelle will answer your burning entrepreneurial questions in an upcoming episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We'll catch you next time.